This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. China urged Myanmar to stop violence and protect Chinese companies and personnel after attacks on Chinese-financed factories there. That's according to China's state-run CGTN news service on Sunday. It said that according to reports, several people were injured, but the identities of arsonists had not yet been ascertained. The statement from China comes as four more are dead in Myanmar's anti-coup protests. Police and security forces fired live rounds into a crowd of protesters Sunday in the town of Bago near Yangon, killing one protester. Later in the day in Lang Tharyar Township, three protesters were killed, according to social media posts confirmed by VOA's Burmese service, as well as witnesses and domestic media accounts cited by Reuters. Several hundred people gathered at a peaceful candlelit rally in Yangon Saturday, defying the 8 p.m. curfew imposed by the junta. Threats from China and North Korea will loom large over the U.S. Biden administration's first cabinet-level trip abroad. It's part of a larger effort to bolster U.S. influence and calm concerns about America's role in Asia. A senior administration official says the U.S. has tried to reach out to North Korea, but has yet to get a response. That makes consultations with the reclusive country's neighbors, Japan, South Korea, and China, all the more critical. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin are traveling to Japan and South Korea as the Biden administration tries to shore up partnerships with the regional allies. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. This is VOA News. Armed men attempted to kidnap more students in Nigeria's Kaduna State overnight on Sunday, as 39 others from an earlier attack remain missing. That's according to a state government official. Attacks by armed gangs, usually referred to as bandits, have intensified across northwest Nigeria in recent years. Four school kidnappings since December have provoked nationwide outrage. Some 39 students, including a pregnant woman, are still missing from Thursday's abduction from the Federal College of Forestry Mechanization in northwest Nigeria. Samuel Arawan, Kaduna State Commissioner of Internal Security and Home Affairs, said police, army, and others had repelled attacks on another school and at a local government office near Kaduna's airport. All 307 students at the government science secondary school in Ikara were accounted for, according to Arawan. The U.S. appears to be on a path to stockpiling coronavirus vaccines. The plan is to have enough doses for almost double the country's population. The U.S. has committed to funding several vaccine initiatives, including $2 billion to COVAX, the international program designed to provide coronavirus vaccines wherever needed. The U.S., Australia, India, and Japan also agreed last week to a partnership to make 1 billion vaccines available across Asia by the end of 2022. That's according to India's foreign secretary at a news conference in New Delhi after a virtual meeting with U.S. President Joe Biden and the leaders of the other countries. That competition to distribute vaccines worldwide escalated Saturday. China announced it would streamline the entry process for foreigners who want to visit mainland China from Hong Kong if they have received Chinese-manufactured coronavirus vaccines. By imposing fewer paperwork obligations, China hopes to enhance the global appeal of its vaccines, which most Western countries have not yet approved. London's police force is facing backlash from the public and politicians Sunday, this after officers dragged mourners from a vigil for a woman whose suspected killer is a police officer. The disappearance of 33-year-old Sarah Everard as she walked home on the evening of March 3rd has provoked a huge outpouring of grief and dismay in Britain at the failure of police and wider society to tackle violence against women. Police had denied permission for a vigil on Saturday evening near where Everard was last seen alive, citing regulations designed to prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.